I think the major achievement to have the trachoma situation completely mapped in the Tigray region as well as other parts of Ethiopia. The mapping was done in conjunction with Global Trachoma Mapping Project, which used standardized methodology in highly trained and qualified graders and investigators. And this is a very reliable data, and it showed us that Tigray region is one of the regions that has very high endemicity for trachoma. Almost 4.4 million people in Tigray live in trachoma endemic areas. And from the region itself, we have a backlog of over 38,000 trachoma trochaetes cases. This is the late complication of trachoma, whereby you have internal lashes that scratch the cornea. And it's a painful condition that would eventually lead to blindness unless it's treated by a surgical intervention.
Given all of your efforts to try to reduce these cases of trachoma, what is your biggest focus going to be for 2015?
Our biggest focus for 2015 with regard to the trachoma control in Tigray region will be the southern zone of Tigray that has 9 of the 12 hyperendemic districts in the region. Hyperendemic means when you have very high trachoma infection rates, which are 30% and above. This would require 5 years of intervention with the full WHO-recommended safe strategy. That would mean for 2015 that we would be doing surgery for the late complication of trachoma by providing over 1,500 trachoma surgeries for next year, and also doing mass drug administration for nearly 1.3 million people living in the southern zone of Tigray, and also implementing activities that would promote hygiene and sanitation in the whole of the zone.
What are still some of the major challenges that you all will be dealing with?
The major challenges are going to be achieving behavioral change when it comes to hygiene issues and environmental sanitation. These are things that one cannot implement overnight. The medical components of provision of surgery as well as the distribution of antibiotics to clear infection can be done with little challenge, but actually achieving, you know, behavioral change that would contribute positively towards improving personal hygiene as well as environmental sanitation is going to be quite challenging, as it requires a lot of extensive health education, provision of hardware, meaning construction of latrines, water points, but also having to convince the population to change their behavior to better sanitation and hygiene.
How close are you all to eradicating trachoma in the area?
Well, actually, we are not planning to eradicate trachoma. I think we are lucky in achieving elimination of blinding trachoma, because that is the global target as well. By the year 2020, we would have achieved our objective. We cannot get rid of trachoma as such, but we can actually eliminate blinding trachoma, meaning trachoma from being a public health problem in southern zone of Tigray region. We would say we have achieved elimination of blinding trachoma if we reach to the level where we have less than 5% active trachoma among children from 1 to 9 years old, children when we do the impact assessment, but also when we reach to the point where we only have like 1 trachomatous trochaetes case per 1,000 population. Then we have achieved our goal.